welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, what I would like to do is just wrap up a few final thoughts from the message I was sharing last week on avoiding negative attitudes. And the couple of things I'd like to share is our attitude toward giving of our finances. It says very clearly in God's Word, 2 Corinthians 9:7, God loves a cheerful giver. All that we have belongs to Him. And every man, according to as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. It's a joy to be able to give to the Lord because basically all that we have belongs to Him. And then finally, our attitude toward others. Sometimes if we're not careful, we can be judgmental toward others. And let's see what Scripture has to share regarding that. Our attitude can either heal, deliver, reclaim, or kill and destroy. We look now at Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 2, and Jesus is speaking. He says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast the mote out of thy brother's eye." Hallelujah. And then also in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 37, Jesus said, "Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." In verse 38, it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And then also in verses 41 and 42, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye." Let's take a moment just to pray. Father, Lord, we thank you that it's human nature to justify ourselves, and the enemy will do everything he can to deceive us. But Father, we thank you that you have given your people the Spirit of Truth, and the Spirit of Truth will reveal that which is hidden deeply in our heart. And Father, our desire is to be pleasing to you. And so, Father, we ask that you would keep us from negative attitudes. And Lord, if we would ask to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit, with love and joy and peace, long-suffering, patience, goodness, all those characteristics of Jesus, against such there is no law. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, beloved. Well, that just finished up the thoughts I was sharing from last week. And I would like to begin a message now entitled Standing in Your Place. And God is calling His people to stand in the place that He has positioned us in the body of Christ. He has a definite place, a plan for every one of His children. And it is important that we remain faithful to where God has placed us. And we're going to be looking at some principles found in Judges, the 7th chapter, verse 21. And verse 21 says, this is referencing an experience in the life of Gideon and the people of Israel. It says, "And they stood, every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled." We find at this point in time that the Israelites had been oppressed by the Midianites because, of course, Israel had sinned. We see this pattern repeated through the Old Testament. And whenever one does evil in the sight of God, it does bring bondage and oppression. But beloved, God is a merciful God. They cried out to the Lord in great desperations for deliverance, and God heard their cry and did send deliverance, but it didn't happen like they thought it would. When God told Gideon to call the men of Israel together, Gideon had about 32,000 men. But still, they were outnumbered by the enemy almost 5-1. And as the numbers of the fighting men of Israel totaled about 32,000, Gideon was ready to obey God, even though the odds were still very great against them. However, God wanted to demonstrate something, and the principles He was demonstrating to Gideon are just as true today. He said, the Lord spoke to Gideon that these 32,000 men were far too many for him to use because the children of Israel would never have given God the glory for their deliverance. In verse 2, it says, "They would have said, 'Mine own hand has saved me.'" God said, "Go and proclaim in the ears of the people, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead." But, beloved, God already had a plan in place. God wants His people to trust Him and be strong in Him. We have little strength in ourselves, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have supernatural empowerment to stand against the work of the enemy. But God wants those who are willing to do it His way. God has given specific instructions in His Word as to how we can be completely victorious over the devil, sin, and life's many battles. God, He hasn't called us to live a life of defeat. Do we have trials and troubles? Of course. But Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world," and He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And so when the message was given to the men of Israel, 22,000 men packed up and went home. Now, if the situation looked bad in the beginning, with only 10,000 men left, it looked even worse at that point in time. But God wasn't through yet. Finally, Gideon had the grand total of 300 men left to fight an army of 135,000 men. Beloved, when we stand in the place that God has called us by obeying His voice, we are going to be victorious. We are assigned a specific place as our battle station in the body of Christ. And we will never fully prosper and we'll never attain total victory in our lives until we're willing to stand every man in his place and be thankful and glad that God has prepared a place for us. Will it be difficult? Will you be tried and tested? Of course. Obviously, they were, but God is, you know, He can save whether by many or by few, and He wants us to trust Him. So when God calls us, we must follow His call. And if we follow Jesus Christ, He will make us what we should be. We certainly can't do it in ourselves. And as your Heavenly Father, He will watch over you, knowing what you have need of. Jesus gave a call to Peter and Andrew, his brother, to follow Him. Follow me, he said. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That's Matthew 4:19. And that command has not changed. In Matthew 4:20, it states, and they straightway left their nets and followed him. In Matthew 4:21, we see Jesus going to James and his brother John, and Jesus called them. And in verse 22, the Bible says, and immediately they left the ship and their father and followed him. And God is calling us today to follow his word. He's speaking to those who call upon his name, and even to Christians who are not part of a local church, and unfortunately there's many, to follow his word. God is saying to the church world, follow me. And if the church would only turn to the simplicity of the Word of God and obey His Word as faithfully as they have the church liturgies and programs, the Church of Jesus Christ would rise up empowered to bring deliverance to multitudes. And it may look like nothing is happening, but God is moving in the lives of people in church and out of church around the earth, making them to know that there's something more to be had than a watered-down gospel and just a form of godliness, but lacking the power thereof. Well, beloved, my time has come to a conclusion, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and as always, I give you an invitation to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer is going to give our contact information, and should you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally by letter. Thank you for joining me, and I do thank you for your prayer support. Know that I love you and pray for you every day, and I'm grateful for the faithful partners I've had for so many decades. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.